What's it called?
Did you ever call it a Winnie or anything?
No, I've never heard of it called that.
Okay.
I've never been around them too much, but I've heard them.
They're so cute. You've got some horses and mules and cows and all that, and they're getting hungry. You have to go out and...
feed them.
Okay.
Sure.
And feed what?
The cows, or you have to... well, you're supposed to feed them in the morning and feed them in the afternoon, too, when they come in. It depends on... well, mules, for instance, you always feed them in the morning before you work them, and then after they come in, you always give them no fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And feed them.
Okay. When you have turkeys and geese and hen and all that, what do you call that whole group of animals?
You can call them, flock. You could call them a flock.
Mm-hmm.
A flock of geese, a flock of turkeys,
okay.
A flock of hens.
And what do you call, keep chicken in?
Chicken? You can keep them in a pen or you can let them run loose. A lot of times out in the country they run loose.
Do you keep them in a chicken coop?
Oh yeah, you keep them in a chicken coop when they're fries and fatten them to kill for the table.
Just to make sure that they stay in one
right.
place and get fat.
Right.
How about that part of a turkey that you break off and make a wish?
That's the wishbone.
Alrighty. I would used to love to do that. I still do. How about the inside of a chicken you eat, like the lizard and the heart and the gizzard? What's all that together?
Oh, the giblets.
Giblets?
You make giblet gravy out of the inside.
Okay. Okay. What's the part that you eat sometimes when you stuff sausage in?
That's called the chitlins.
All right. Now that does not appeal to me.
They are good if you know how to fix them. And grandmother always knew how to fix them.
Oh.
You have to really clean them good. And she had a special water that she washed them in. And she knew just exactly how to fix the batter and everything to fry those things. And she could make them melt in your mouth.
Oh, really?
They were really good.
I guess it's all what you brought up.
It's the way you prepare them as to whether you like them or not.
Mm. I think I'd have to not know what they are. Okay, it's time to go out and feed the stock and do the chores, and you say it's...
feeding time.
Okay. How would you call to the cows?
How would I call to the cows?
Do you have any certain way that you get them to come to you or anything?
Well, no. Grandpa had a call for those cows, but I've forgotten just what he did. But I do remember that he always had an old bell around most of them's neck when they were down in the flats so he could know just exactly the location that they were in.
Uh-huh.
And would you believe that I've got one of those bells downstairs now that was on my grandpa's cow's neck?
Really?
I'll show it to you after
that. Okay, that would be fun. Let's see, how about... did you ever call to a calf to get the calf to come to you or anything?
Oh, yeah. I've called to the calf, but I just said, come on here, pretty thing. And always tried to find out the name of the calf if
uh-huh.
I could and call it by the name.
Okay.
Grandpa usually had a name for all of his calves and his cows and the mules. I remember an old mule that he had. His name was Emmett. And boy, I love to ride that mule bareback. That was the most gentle mule for the kids I've ever seen in my life, and he loved the kids. He'd play with us, even play with us.
Aww.
And he'd ride me around the house on the bareback.
Oh, that's so cute.